Okay, Siman Kuf Zayin. Siman Kuf Zayin is, I guess you could say, the way that's different than I think from most of the other simanim is that it doesn't really, it's not really coming so much to teach us new rules. In other words, it just discusses a specific din, a specific case, and then you have to kind of figure out all the possible problems that could exist in that type of a situation, and then you have to be done in each one and see if in the end of the day it becomes usser to this degree or to that degree. In other words, it's more like a shut. A case happens, and then you have to figure out what could be the problems, and then you have different approaches. So I think that's really, it's what you're going to take out of the simon, the skill that you're going to really take out, is you're going to see really basically the shach and taz approach a shaila and use the kolam of your idea that we learned, klisheni, irui, imbli, ha'ilich b'lei roitiv, all the kolam that we learned, plus a couple of new things that are mentioned here, whether or not we have to have certain types of chashashas, but again, using the same ideas of sveikat rabbanu lekula and all these types of rules, nishpach, min b'mino, every basically klal that we came across in Yeridea, besides like for nat bar nat, but I'm saying, any klal in Hilchos Taruvos up until the, you know, basically from Tzadik Ches till here, is gonna kind of like resurface. And they're going to come to different conclusions, but that's really what you go through. So the case is, the Torah, let's say, brings a machleket. We'll talk about dagim, and we'll transfer it over to beitzim. So you're cooking a big pot of small little fish. Let's say, like, you know, a lot of fish. You cook these little tiny fish, and you cook a big pot of it. And let's say, almost 1,000 fish you're cooking. And then you transfer it over into a bowl, maybe a few bowls or whatever. So after you transferred it into the bowl, you find there's a duck tummy. So you take the duck tummy out. So the question is that enough now? Like, could there have, you had shishim, you had way more than shishim against the duck tummy. So the question is there any problem here? So the Riva says there's a problem. We have to be choishish for the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is that when you were transferring the fish from the pot to the bowl, it could be somehow the fish was able to aser. The fish, the duck tummy did not have shishim against it. At some point, it did not have shishim against it, and it was able to aser up to shishim against it. So it's not just that one duck tummy that you're dealing with. You're dealing with all those, let's say, 40 fish that it assered. And now those 40 fish mix with the other fish and asser all the other fish. That is the shita of the Riva. And Rabbeinu Baruch says, we don't have to be concerned for that, although he agrees in Inyan. I'm being vague, because then we're going to have to, because later we're going to start to talk to Pratim of, within each shita, but we have to first explain b'chlolos ha'inyan. So we have the b'chlolos ha'chshash, that as you're transferring it at a certain point, you're not going to have to, because you're transferring out some of the dogim. So at a certain point, you might have that the dog tummy was with less than shishim, was able to aser up to shishim against it. And then, so the Riva said that when that happens, those fish that it asered could then go and aser all the rest of the fish. And the Rabbeinu Baruch says that's not going to happen. Even if those, in other words, even if we taka have to be choshish that it's going to aser up to 40 fish, but those 40 fish are not going to pose a problem to the rest of the rest of the pot of fish. Those 40 will be bottle in all the other fish. In other words, I have taka 40 treifa fish now that got a blias iser of the duck tummy, but those 40 fish mix with all the other 900, and those 50 fish mixed with all the other 950 fish, so they're batel b'roiv and all the other fish. I'll tell me, it's a beria, it's a fish. I have 50 tray for fish. So he answers, no, it's not. It doesn't have the din of a beria because it's not asa machmas atzmai. the treifa fish, if it will be nasari, then you can't find, you know somehow there's a treifa fish and you can't find it, then you wouldn't be allowed to eat any of the fish. That's takaloi batal. But the fish that have a blias isser, that became treif because they had a blias isser from the treifa fish, that doesn't have a din barrier. That's not, that's just balua be'isser. So those could be batal. Now what would it need to be batal in? So you would have thought maybe it needs to be batal b'shishim, assuming maybe that a treif of fish, could be nice and tam. We're talking really yavish b'yavish. You want to know those 50 fish mixing with the other 950 fish. So you don't need shishim against the 50. Do you need shishim or do you need roiv? So the shach points out that you don't need shishim against it, because even if the dog tamei is min b'she'ein emine with the dogim tahirim, so you need shishim against the dog tamei, but the fish that became usser from the dog tamei, you don't need to have shishim against them. They're min b'mine with the other fish. Okay? You're just going to... And it's yavish b'yavish, so it's batal b'roif. Now, yavish b'yavish, there's shemi yavash tam yitin tam, that's if it's min b'she'ein emine, but over here there's no nesin as tam. Because you have shishim against the dog tummy. Whatever taste of the dog tummy is in these 50 fish, it doesn't have the koyach to give a taste into more than, those 50 fish. So therefore, you're not going to have shishim against those 50 fish, you're just going to have roiv against those 50 fish.
You cook it, or?
Huh?
You're cooking it after?
You were cooking it in the pot, and you transferred it into the bowl. So we're discussing the terubis of yavish b'yavish, of those 50 fish that became usser that are mixing with the other 950. So we're saying that it's enough to have roiv, and you don't need shishim.
Because
min b'minay. Even though the dog tummy might be considered min b'shein, we'll talk more about that soon, but even if we assume that the dog tummy is considered min b'shein b'minay, but we're not talking about that. That you just have to have shishim against the dog tummy, which you do have. Those chatichas that became usser, you don't have to have shishim against, because they have a din of min b'minay with the... So therefore, Rabbeinu Baruch says, everything is okay. So you have the Riva that says that somehow those 40, or those 50 fish are going to be asked for us now. So why is Rabbeinu, why is the Riva saying that those 50 fish are going to asser the Yavish? So most probably he's not saying it as a din of Yavish b'Yavish. In other words, he's going to agree to... The Rabbeinu Baruch, them, it said, Yavish b'yavish, those 50 fish can't asser the rest of them. It's somehow some concern of a lach that after those 50 fish become asser, the mitzad the tam of those, they're nasis nevelin, then they could asser somehow all the other fish. So we have to figure out, well, what case is that taka concern? When will that and when will that not be a concern?
Said that all you need to have is
roiv. Yeah, we were only dealing with the issue of the tarubis of yavish b'yavish. Those 50 fish that are now nisarif with the other fish, so they don't ask for the other fish yavish b'yavish. They don't have the chumra of beria, and you didn't even eat shishim. And we were pointing out that mistama the riva who asked all the other fish, it wasn't based on the din of yavish b'yavish. It was based on a tarubis, because he to those points he would have to agree to Rabbeinu Baruch. There's no way that mitzad the terus of yavish b'yavish, those 50 would asser the others. It's based on, there's a concern that now that your isser grew, it's nasis nevela, now these 50 are going to be able to somehow asser the other ones with the plate, with the tam. So so when would there be a problem, when would there not be? In other words, let's try to see what was the riva concern for, and should we pass like the Rabbeinu Baruch? What was the machloikas over here? So the tzir really could happen in when you're transferring the fish, and the 50 fish could become usser in two ways. Let's back up for a second. How is it going to be that the treif of fish is going to usser the other 50? It was being cooked with 1,000 fish, so how is it going to usser 50? So we said, because you're emptying out some of the fish, and it's going to be left with only 50. So that could happen in tutsiyurim. That could either happen because you're pouring, you're empty. When you're transferring the contents from the pot to the bowl, you could be transferring the roitif together with the fish, bit by bit. You're pouring it out slowly. So you're pouring it out. And what are we choshesh? Well, we're choshesh that the tamei fish is on bottom of the pot. So once you already poured out 950 fish, that tamei fish was together in the kli rishon with only 50 fish, and at that point it asered it. That's one seer. Another possible seer is, and depends, people do it both ways. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you're transferring it this way, and sometimes what you're doing is you're first emptying, you're first straining out all the roitiv. You put like a lid on it, and you start pouring out the roitiv. And after you pour it, either you throw away the roitiv, or you first transfer the roitiv into the bowl, and then you dump all the fish into the bowl. But if you're transferring it this way, so l'chayra, how could it happen? The tummy fish is the whole time that it's together with the roitiv, it's in the kli rishon, and it's together with the 50, it's together with the 1,000 fish. So what's the thing? The vart is that it's only really ma'uriv with the 1,000 fish when the roitiv, looks like we have a Siman Tzadik Beis. Whatever's mechutz l'roitiv doesn't count for the shishim, bein l'kula bein l'chumra, to what in the taruvus of what's inside the roitiv. Okay, we have miktsasa b'seicha roitiv. One chaticha, we had the machlekes Ri and Rashi, but the inyan was that only what's inside the roitiv is spreading the taste to whatever's inside the roitiv. So now, if you start emptying out, you start straining out the roitiv, you have less and less of, you talk of all the 1,000 pot full of 1,000 fish that's still in the kli rishon, but you have less and less of that pot full of fish that's shakua underneath the roitiv. And the only, and if the dog tummy is on bottom, so once you drained out some of the roitiv and the right, you know, you're towards the bottom, so that duck tummy, the tam of the duck tummy is only spreading into the part that has the roitiv. If in the part that has the roitiv you don't have shishim, that's how it could aser up pachas mishishim. You're spilling out the roitiv, but at the point while you're spilling it out, right? How does it ask for according to the Riva? So let's think in both Tzirim, how would it ask further according to the Riva? So let's, I don't know which way is simpler to say it first. But the Beis Yosef's way of learning, when he learned the Machlokes, I mean, we have to really be done. What's important to know is what's the Halacha in each Tzir. But the best way to get there is to see how the Poskim learned the Machlokes in the Rishonim, and then we'll bring it down into, so what's the Halacha L'maisa in each Tzir. Of how you transferred it. So the Beis Yosef learned that when you were transferring it, this machlokes between Riva and Rabbeinu Baruch, when you were transferring it with the roitiv together. That's a very simple how we were choshesh, why it was able to aser, let's say, up to 50 fish. So the Riva, so for why, according to the Riva, was those 50 fish going to aser the other 950? That's very simple, because the irui, when you're pouring it on, when you're pouring those 50 fish onto the other 50 onto the other fish that's in the pot, it's the irui kli rishon is going to able to aser those all those fish inside the pot. And Rabbeinu Baruch said, I'm not so concerned with that irui. I'm not so concerned with that irui. Now, to what degree was the Riva, go again, assuming this mahalach, in this case, to what degree was the Riva concerned that it's going to aser the rest of the pot, and to what degree was Rabbeinu Baruch more makel than the Riva? So it's really, you could say, two ways. How much should the Irui aser the, what's in the pot? So, you know, going with our klolim, we'll say probably only Kedei Klipa. It'll ask for all the fish in the pot Kedei Klipa. So which one? The Rival meant to ask, or he meant to, it means you have to take off the skin of all those little fish before you eat them. Someone was telling me that he was in camp in Russia, and they push it have, they eat fish like it's popcorn, little fish. And, no, so taking off the skin is like a serious thing. It's not,
That's also like sardines also. It's a pain to take off the...
Yeah, that's why the Rival is saying it's usser. In other words, he's important to tell you that it's usser. So it's, that's like a piece of chicken that's not usser. Could they clip him? Is he anyway take off the skin or something? He's telling you. And Rabbeinu Bar, going with this Mahalach, the Riva only meant to ask her could they clip him within Iri Kli Rishain. So the Riva, I mean Rabbeinu Baruch, why he'll say that it doesn't even ask her could they clip her. Why should it not even ask her could they clip her? So there's a different svaras that are given. The Taz says something, Vishem de Marshal, I think it says Vishem de Marshal, that it's Irui. The Iri doesn't have the koyach to be mafler mavliya ka'echad. In other words, you need to take the tam out of the treif, the fish that became treif. They have blias iser and put it into the other fish. So the Iri doesn't have that koyach to do that, to be mafler mavliya ka'echad from one thing to the other thing. I'll tell me the roitiv itself already was nasar. So let the roitiv, when you're being pouring the fish with the roitiv, so that roitiv iser, you know, could be itself aser kadei klipa. So he tells you, well, that right to this, you probably have shishim against. A little bit. So yeah, he says, so you have to take a seat. If you wouldn't have shishim against that roitiv, then it would take a be aser. But assuming you do, as in most cases, you probably would in this type of a tzir. So he tells you, it's not a concern, because it'll be, now, it's not so clear, because the roitiv itself should also aser kedei. The roitiv itself is only penetrating kedei klipa. So how should the shishim help? So that's really Chavos Das is very bothered by this kasha.
It's similar to Pinyus. Meaning Shach has a similar shaila on the Teres Chavos.
Correct. So that you have to somehow work out. I think the Chavos Das goes with the Mahalach that. The Marshal, and this svar is from the Marshal. The Marshal is saying, goes to Shitase, that the gush, the fish, are klisheni, so the klisheni will penetrate Bekuloi. Therefore, it will able to be nizbatel into the. It'll be nizbatel in the. Yeah, but you have to work out that. Here you have another Achrayin Pri Magadim quotes a crazy placey that says a different svara that this Irui is not such a good Irui because it's kind of like Nifsach HaKiluach because it's like fish. You ever see those nice pictures like, you know, from the water flowing like, you know, in Alaska with all the fish inside the Kiluach HaIrui? This is like the same kind of thing. So that's considered that it's mafsik the chiluach a little bit. So it has a din of like irish and ifsach chiluach, so you can really be more makel. So zaminza. No, it's just you have an iri that's full of fish. So those fish inside the chiluach iri gives it a din of nifsach chiluach because it's interrupting the. Right, he says that. So this is the one possibility. That we could be make that even when you're pouring it with the roitiv, there's still room working with some working within the rules of Iri Kli Rishain to be makel legamri that the 50 fish can't aser even at all. And the Riva, when he meant to say that it did become aser, was only Kedei Klipa, because why should Iri aser more than that? Or you could say, this is that Shach wants to learn the way he understood, the way the Beit Yosef understood the Machloikis, is that no, Rabbeinu Baruch, in this type of a tzir, the Riva would hold that it's Aser Kulai. Why should it be Aser Kulai? Probably holds like the Rajba, that Klisheni can Aser Kulai. Easy way out. And Rabbeinu Baruch was matter. He meant to say that it doesn't aser kula because klisheni doesn't aser, so it's only midin iri klirishin, so it's only kedei klipa. So, in such a kind, so what's hayoitzel on the mizeh is that if such a tzir happens, if we're to assume that we could, even if we're choishish for this, but we want to pask on like Rabbeinu Baruch, according to the Taz, he accepts the Mashal's approach. Rabbeinu Baruch was mekel legamri. It means those fish inside, you don't need to take off a klipa. Whereas according to the Shach, in such a kind of a tzir, you for sure at least need kedei klipa, because Rabbi Riva held kula, and even Rabbeinu Baruch agreed that in such a kind of a tzir, it's going to be kedei klipa. What's another way to learn the machloikis? Or you could just say, what happens if it happens in a different tzir, the other tzir, when I was draining out the water first? So it's still possible that some of them become aser, but now, how are those that become aser going to aser the rest? So here you could say that according to the Riva, those 50 fish that became aser, they're going to aser the rest of the fish, b'oidam b'kli rishon. And Rabbeinu Baruch says it won't. Why would Rabbeinu, let's phrase it, why according to Rabbeinu Baruch is it not going to aser the other ones? Because once you took out the roitiv, so those 50 can't aser, even if it's still in the kli rishon, those 50 can't aser the rest of the fish, because b'loi roitiv, there is iser b'lua. So they're not even going to ask her kedei netila because they're balua. So even though it's still in a kli rishon, but it's a balua. Ain't balua. Yoytzim mechaticha lechaticha b'loy reitiv. So therefore, you're just going to have 50 treif of fish that are not machmas atzman. They could be biyavish they're batul b'reiv, and mitzad blias they don't have the koyach to ask her b'loy reitiv. Mashen came. Why was the Riva machmir? Because the Riva was machmir because he argued on the rule. Either you argue legamri on the rule that ain't balua yoytze b'loy roitiv, like the Ran, right? Where it says ain't in ilay mivla bal mivla my palit. So we said there were three pirushim, right? So one was pleitois that it doesn't aser pleitois eres. That means to say that was only a liba the rav that mimba mini b'mashahu. So and you had shishim, but does the blia go? It could go. Either he holds like that, or he holds, he agrees to the cloud, the blia doesn't go. Maybe he denies the rule of that Tosfos developed that ain't an aser oiser. As he holds that it could aser, and it was only kedei netila because it was b'loy reitiv, that other pirush. So according to this, when the Riva asers, he's only going to aser kedei netila because you did take out the reitiv, so it's only tzli. So again, we're limiting a little bit the Riva. But I think you're talking little fish. Kedei netila is probably the whole fish. And Rabbeinu Baruch saying it's not going to aser at all because it's b'loy reitiv. Mashenkin, if you're pouring onto it and there is reitiv remaining with the 50 fish that you're pouring on, so then maybe in a chinami. And there's even a possibility, if you're doing it in such an oifen, well, that you're transferring out the water first, so there is a possibility let's say you poured out 90% of the water. So there's some water covering 50 fish. Those 50 fish are now aser, assuming that the treif of fish is amongst those 50. Yeah? How does that happen physically? The tzir could be that, because, you know, as you're tilting it, maybe the treif of fish is over here. And, you know, the part that's covering, or over here, and the part that's covering it, that's the amount of fish that are underneath the reitiv, you know, is punked. And that's how, even if you continue transferring it without stopping, it's possible to get 50 fish becoming aser. Or the treif of fish could maybe be over here. So, you know, let's say the treif of fish is on this side of the pot and you're pouring it out like this. So then it wouldn't be, if you just continue pouring, it won't become aser. But let's say you stop to rest now and you put it down. So now it will become aser. Now already it's even more dangerous, because if this was the tzir that it became aser, and if were to be choshish, that the treif of fish was over here and you're pouring it out this way, and then the reason why it was able to aser the other 50 fish was because you put it down, now when you pick it up to continue pouring, this roitiv in the kli rishon, and that could mix the 50 fish with everything else. So that could potentially even aser all of them b'kulei. Forget about kedei Netila only according to the Riva, who denies all the klolim that we work with. But it could even be worse for you. Let's say you're continuing to pour in one shot, there's still a concern, because the fish would have to be on this side of the pot. And then it would become osir even if you poured in one shot. Even if you accept Rabbeinu Baruch's shita, that the 50 treif of fish are not going to be able to ask the other ones. It's the real problem of the Yavish Miyavish, where we're really aser all the other fish, is not a problem. Maybe in certain siurim it might aser kedei klipa, or maybe it won't aser at all, depending on the tzir. Okay? In other words, if you drained out all the roitiv, so then it won't aser the rest at all, kuli alma. If you poured it together with the roitiv, so according to the Shach, Rabbeinu Baruch will hold that it does aser the rest kedei klipa, and according to the Taz, Rabbeinu Baruch will hold it doesn't aser the rest kedei klipa. Right? But really assering all of them inside Yavish B'Yavish, it doesn't, because you have roiv against the 50 that became Aser. Mashenkin, if you're dealing with Beitzim, let's say you're cooking a big pot of Beitzim together and you're transferring them out, one Beitz is a Beitz Yavish B'Yafroyach, and we're coming to be choishes for the same type of a chashash that it was when you were transferring it out, it was with less than Shishim, etc. So here already, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, you have a much bigger concern. Since Rabbeinu Baruch is agreeing to the basic concern that maybe this one treif of fish was able to aser up to shishim kenegdai, so now those 60 or 40 treif, those 40 eggs that became aser, as you were transferring them, 40 became aser, right? Those 40, once you transfer them into the klisheni, those 40 are going to aser the other fish, yavish b'yavish, because you're not going to have, you might not have roiv against them. You need to have 41, at least, if you have a lenient definition of what it means, a bittel beroiv of yavish b'yavish. Some say you need double. Some say one more would be enough. So you'll have to have means you have to you are cooking 81 eggs together. Not necessarily a big pot of these little tiny fish. That's the derech to cook so many together that even if 50 become aser, you'll have another 100 kasher fish in there besides for the 50 that became aser. But not necessarily when it comes to eggs. So by the eggs, it'll potentially aser yavish b'yavish. It'll aser all the eggs. Then you have a third shita. The third shita is Rabbeinu Shimshin. Rabbeinu Shimshin says, I don't agree to the etzem concern that Rabbeinu Baruch and the Riva were choishish for, that I have to be choishish, that the worst case scenario, that as I was transferring it, the treifa fish or the treifa egg was with pachas mishishim, or was with roitiv with pachas mishishim, and it was able to aser up to 40, whatever it is, whatever the number is, yeah? So I don't have to be choishish for that. Why? Who says I have to be choishish for that? But the way he expresses it comes, I mean, there's two ways that's brought out in the Poiskim, in the Chroinim, how they say over the Rabbeinu Shimshin. One way is that Rabbeinu Shimshin is saying that I'm toila, that the treifa fish knows, why should I assume that the treifa fish, I'm transferring 1,000 fish, yeah? And I have now 950 in the bowl, yeah? And 50 in the pot. Why should I assume that the treif of fish is with the 50 in the pot? Isn't it more likely that it's going to be with the 950 in the bowl? Scenario. He says, well, but why should I have to be chayshus for worst case scenario? Roiv will tell me. I have a right to, I'll assume that the treif of fish is amongst the roiv. I have a pile of 950 and a pile of, don't get confused with that, because that was midim pirish, we were saying that each one that leaves is meruva parsha. But here I don't have a kvius. I just have two piles. So let me assume that it's in the bigger pile.
It was on the bottom. It was
found it on the top, you mean, of the pot. I was thinking about that. I didn't really see so much how they talk. You know, if you take those factors into the equation.
And it's funny because it's
This Rabbeinu Shimshon Shita. We say that the Issa's Beruba was in the bigger pile. So therefore, it didn't aser up to 50.
It's funny because it says that you took out the dog tame.
No, you found the dog tame in the pot, in the pouring
is that whatever came out last.
That's what his aura. That's what Yes, I don't know if that factor plays into the equation or not. Maybe you mixed them up. Hachma Haskina, once it was in the bowl, they were already somehow mixed up.
Yeah, but that one is Rev. Even if I see it on top, Rev tells me that it's not.
Yeah, but Rev can't tell me what.
No, Rev and Karev, it goes into not, I mean, it could be not necessarily. That's one. Now, according to this way, what would Rabbeinu Shimshon hold by fish? By Beitzim. He'll have to be machmir because by Beitzim is mustama not the derech to cook that so many that if you have roiv in the that it won't be able to aser the miyot or that it won't be able to aser the roiv. In other words, even if you have, well, we're assuming you're probably not going to cook more than 75 eggs at a time. So even if I transferred, well, let's say 80, a more round number, right? So even if I transferred 41 eggs, and I'm going to assume that the tummy is beruba, it's able to aser the ruba. In other words, it has to be that you're cooking so much that even if I'm assuming it's beruba, it's not able to aser the ruba. So according to this way of saying it, it'll have to be machmer by the beitzim. But there's another way that's, I don't know, remember who, where it's brought out. Well, this is really the way the Ramah says it over. A little different than Rabbeinu Shimshon, even though the Maramakim is Rabbeinu Shimshon. But the way he says it over, he says, the loy machsakin and iser loymer de nisher ha iser beloy shishim. Different vart. You see this? The Ramah. The Ramah saying it by beitzim. Ramaz wants to say that according to the Svar of Rabbeinu Shimshon, even Beitzim will be mutter, right? Because the Mechaber is talking about Beitzim. The Ramaz saying even Beitzim should be mutter because a different Svar. The loy machzekinon iser loymer. In other words, we don't have to assume. Worst case scenario, let's assume that the Beitza, when it was transferred in such a way that it didn't aser. In other words, let's assume the Beitza's iser was on top. And it was transferred first. So that was the first thing to go into the klisheni. And it was not able to answer any other eggs. So I have a right to assume. It's a different vart. A different vart. Let me see. He says the Maramakon is Rabbeinu Shimshon. But it's a different vart than the way everybody else quotes Rabbeinu Shimshon.
Not that it came from the
Rav. Yeah, he's not saying that you took it from the Rav. But he's saying it was transferred in such a way that it didn't answer. In other words, and I gave you the marshal that it made, you know, that it came out first. It was the first thing to go into the klisheni. So therefore it didn't... And this svar is going to be matter the eggs also.
What are you looking? Where are you trying to find? You said you didn't know who brought it out.
No. The Ramah says it. The Ramah says it, but I don't know if he says it really in Rabbeinu Shimshon.
Well, I think he puts it out like that. The Shach talks it out like that. The Shach brings down the Rabbeinu Shimshon that argues on the Rabbeinu Baruch, yeah, and he says
he doesn't say the Ruba Isa, right? He doesn't say it that way.
The matter mitam to tell you is a nidal kapana bin and shihois, like right before the dal and nimri bina.
Yeah. Okay, well, kapanim, you see that, so you have Rabbeinu Shimshon, at least one way to learn, one svar to say, that you could be matter even by the beitz. You know, denying the whole concern. You don't have to be choshish for the whole idea that it was transferred in such a way that it answered, some of them. So this is the, now, the Taz says he doesn't think you could rely. There's enough to read. Oh, so let's discuss a little more. So is the Ramah correct? Should we have to be choishish? Should we have to be choishish that it was transferred in such a way that it asered? No, it could have been transferred in such a way that it... I found the dog tummy there. I found the beitza. Beitza sheishbei afrayach. Now, it could have been transferred in a way that it asered way more than itself, or it could have been transferred in a way that it didn't. We don't know. Do we have a right to be mekel? Do we not have a right to be mekel? So why is the Ramah so willing to be mekel? Because the Ramah says, Of course you have a right to be mekel. This is nishbach. This is siman tzadik ches. You have a right to be mekel. This is min b'minoy. We're dealing here with the rabbanon. Therefore, you have a right to be mekel. What's most presumably because it's min b'minoy. But dok tamei is min b'minoy, presumably. I mean, there's a lot of svaras to throw around here. But this is the way the shach is understanding, that it's the dog tamei is min b'minoy with the dog tahar. So let's say in the case of the dogim, yes, I want to know, did I have shishim all along? It's like a suffix shishim. Did I have shishim all along, or was there a time I did not have shishim? I have no way of knowing. I have no way of finding out. Because it's min b'minoy, and the shishim is only with the rabbanon, I have a right to be mekel and assume that it was always with shishim. I assume there was always shishim. The basis of freyach, most probably the freyach is considered mimisha enimini, but then some hold the basis of freyach is only an iser darabonon. So therefore you could be mekel. Then it goes into the whole question of when you're dealing with an iser darabonon mimisha enimini, could you also be mekel? That was Shach says this was a different machloikis between me and the Ramah. The Shach held that every Yisr Darabbanon, Kol Shekein, should be Mekel by Safek Shishin. And the Ramah was Machmir. Maybe the Ramah was only Machmir by Basar B'Cholov. The whole story back and forth. You remember what we said in Tzadik Ches. So yeah, all these things come into play, whether or not the Ramah is correct over here, that we could be Mekel and assume that there was no Shishin all along. The Shach says, I don't think this is correct. And the Taz also agree. And the Taz also tain is like this. It's not a good din min tinishbach. That's taka din derabanan. The shach tain is, over here you have to be machmir, because why? It's not really b'minoy. B'mishayin b'minoy. Dok tami and dok tar is b'mishayin b'minoy. Why? Because it tastes different. And the shach says, I hold, remember, the long shach, simen tzariches, that it goes basar tain was linon. Maybe, says the shach, The Ramah who holds that you go, the Indian shishim, the Indian time, you know, the Indian nishbach, you go baser shma, so you could tain it. There's room to tain it. You have this in some paiskim that a dog tommy and a dog tahar, they're both called dogim, so it's considered min b'minoy. So therefore, maybe that's what the Ramah was saying in Meikol. But says the Shach Lidi Dan, first of all, I'm not so sure if that makes any sense. A dog tummy is called an octopus, and a dog tahar is called a salmon. I don't think that's called, this is called a dolphin, and this is called a tuna. I don't think that's called min b'minoy, even according to Ramah's definition of min b'minoy. But kol shekein l'didan, that we go baser taima, you're talking about completely different tasting fish. So you would have to be machmir. And the same thing the Shach says therefore we'd have to be machmir by the dogim for sure, says the Shach. Whether you can be makel by the beitzim, based on this svara, if Yataka wanna hold that the case of the Beitim is midrabanan, based on those that hold that Freyach is only the Rabbanan, so then maybe there's room to be made by Beitim, but not by the Dogim. There's a difference for why to suggest that Dogim is the Rabbanan. The Shach throws around Tzir Dogim, even if you're talking about a dog tummy midiraisa, but the Tzir dog tummy is maybe only midrabanan, and then it depends if it's shamnunis or if it's not shamnunis. So it really gets a little, you know, detailed to know those halachas of dogim. One second. In other words, whether or not we could say this is really hinges on we have to figure out, is it doimet nishbach? Is this min b'minoy? Is this the nisa derabanan or is it not? And the Taz has a different word. The Taz says it's different than nishbach in a different way. Because by nishbach, what was our suffix? We knew there was iser. Yeah? Our question was whether... And we knew we had roi for sure also all along. So as far as we were concerned, the iser to eat this taruvus was an iser derabanan. Our question was, you know, is it mutter also midrabanan? Do I have shishim? That was our question, do I have shishim? Here, that's not really our question over here. I have Isser in this tafshil. I also I know for sure I have shishim. The question was it in a case that it assered, or was it in a case that it didn't asser? That's like a straightforward safek deraisa. That's like a, did it asser, or did it not asser? It's not really a safek shishim. I have shishim. I know I have shishim in the tafshil. My suffix is, what was the positioning of this Isser Deiraisa? Was the Isser Deiraisa in position to Aser, or was it not? So that's really a suffix Deiraisa, which we would have to go to Chumrah and assume that it was in position. Are you going to tell me, oh, wait a minute, this that it's Asering it is only with the Rabbanon because Mim Ben Mino is Batal Beroiv, so therefore even if it was with without Shishim and it was in position to Aser, it's only Asering with the Rabbanon, that's already in his Galgal. You know, my suffix was on a question of the Eraiser, was the piece in position to Aser. And you're going to tell me that after it Asered, because it was Nisbatal Beroiv, so the remaining Isser was only a Dinder Rabbanon. Now, we're not making a suffix on that. We don't go backwards. That's the rule, that a suffix de Eraiser, Shnizgagali, a suffix de Rabbanon, Ayyadei Taruvus, we don't go, Ayyadei Bittal Beroiv, we don't go backwards and be making. So that's really the Taz's angle. The Shach was bothered more because it's not Min Beminoi. So therefore, they're both not really willing to be makel when it comes to the fish. In other words, they're not willing to say the svar of the Ramah when it comes to the fish. Whether or not you could say the svar of the Ramah when it comes to the Beitzim, so Taz also wouldn't be willing, clearly. You could only rely on Rabbeinu Baruch. And therefore, there's only room to be makel when it comes to the fish, and the way the Taz learned the Reinu Baruch, it's not even if you transferred it with the Reitiv, it's not going to ask you even Kadei Klipa. Shaken according to the Shach, maybe by Beitzim it comes out worse because it sounds like Beitzim is more Chomer, but according to the way the Shach builds up the whole question, if you hold that Beitzim is only the Rabbanon, then you could Takavi Mekel using Svar of Rabbeinu Shimshin. Shaken by the Dagim, the Shach will hold that you can't use Rabbeinu Shimshin, so you're going to have to assume it becomes Aser. Now, whether or not those fish that became Aser, Aser the other ones, if you're transferring it with Reutiv, according to the Shachal, for sure Aser Kadei Klipa, but only without Reutiv will it not Aser at all. That's, I think, pretty much the sugya of the Beitzim and the Dagim. Oh, well, we forgot, we have to say, at least, that Torah Chata says another Svara, besides for the way the Nishbach, besides for that you have a right to be Mekel Misafik, he has a different Vart, not based on Safik. It's based on the Dinis Simikuf Yer Aleph, that when you have Gderis, and one you have Shishim, one you don't have, and you don't have Shishim in either, but you're not sure which one it fell into. Yeah? So we say if both of the Gderis belong to you, and it's Asalis Arev, so because you don't know which one it fell into, it's Hakol Nichmas Besafik, and we view it as if it's already combined. And if Bein Akol, you have a Sheer Bittel, so then it could be Mekel. There we were discussing cases of Truma, so you needed Meya. With Mimbeminu, you needed Meya. One pack, in each pack you did not have Meya, but Bein Akol, you had Meya, so then you could be Mekel. So the Rama saying the same thing over here. Apply that far over here. Let's be Choshish, I didn't have Shishim at a certain point. But so that means that it's some of the fish became Aser. I don't know which fish became Aser. Those fish are later going to be transferred with all the other fish. And it's going to be enough that, you know, I have a shear. Won't be able to Aser all of them. So therefore, we look at it, it's Ki'ilu, I had a whole time.
If they'll be mixed up, they won't become bottle.
Yeah. So you're asking. I think articulate. Yeah. Say your question. Then what? You're saying yavish. We never anyway had a problem with. Our discussion was it was Kozman. They were in the Klivishin.
Yeah.
So in the Klivishin. So how's the Chayach to say? In other words, at a certain point, you did not have shishim. Somehow we're trying to say that even within the Kli Rishon, how is he applying that Svara? It's a different Vart, L'chayra. In other words, over there it fell into one. We just didn't know which one. Later I'm going to combine it, so it doesn't have the Koyach to Aser everything. Over here we're saying 60 of them became Aser in the Kli Rishon, but I don't know which ones. It didn't have the Koyach to Aser all of them, so since I'm going to
now, mom, that batch of 60 became Aser.
Is that really what is that the Shach's answer to this? The Shach has a taina. That's whatever the taina that we can't apply it is because we. If the Shach says, if you look over there, you say we only apply this by mim b'minay, but not by mim she'ena minay. In other words, only when the taru, the iser, with the heter, both things are mim b'minay. Like in that example of truma, and it asered the b'minay b'meya. Mashenkin over here, but it's mim she'ena minay, we can't use that svar when it's asering b'taymay. But did he also have that ha'ara on it? Okay, so we'll when you get up to it, you'll tell me. We have to understand how that how the comparison works.